Blog Talk Radio.
People say I'm crazy, doing what I'm doing. They give me all kinds of warnings. Save me from ruin. When I say that I'm okay, well, they look at me kind of strange. But surely you're not happy now, you no longer play the game. Ah, people say I'm lazy, dreaming my life away. Well, they give me all kinds of advice, designed to enlighten me. Tell them that I'm doing fine, watching the shadows on the wall. Oh, don't you miss the big time, boy, you're no longer on the ball. I'm just sitting here making the wheels.
Friday evening to you all, if you're listening to this live, and if you're not, well, good, whatever day it is when you're listening. Welcome to episode 61 of And Now for Something Completely Different, a CAB Family Enterprises show. CAB is a company that my wife and I formed in April of 2014. The idea is to incorporate a variety of different sales and services venues and methods. And you can find all about all of our activities on our Facebook page, which is www.facebook.com/CAB Family Enterprises. Our eBay store is at stores.ebay.com/CAB Family Variety Store. Our Amway store, and we have re-signed up with Amway for another year, is www.amway.com/CAB Family Enterprises. Lovely Karen May's Avon store is at karenmay.avonrepresentative.com. And the page for the show is www.blogtalkradio.com/PDS-CAB Family Enterprises, where you can listen to any episode of this show that you so desire. So welcome to this first Friday of December. Can you believe, folks, that it is December? 21 shopping days until Christmas. Cab's eBay store is open 24/7, as is our Amway store, and as is Karen's Avon store. So please take advantage of that opportunity. We will, if you want to order multiple items, we will package them all together. You just have to let us know. eBay allows you up to 5 days for multiple items that you wish to purchase multiply to be shipped at the same time. So by all means, amongst the things I will be working on is a redo of our Facebook store. Used to be that you had to pay for a Facebook store. Now you don't. So I just have to work on a couple of things to get a Facebook store up and running. The long project of getting our own web store open is still kind of stalled where it's been, but hopefully I will have some time to work on it now that I've minimized some of the costs and have an agenda on how to proceed with that. This show is traditionally on at least on Friday nights, sometimes during the minor league baseball season. It's not on Friday nights if we have a Friday night game, but it'll be moved to another that day. We also sometimes have a Sunday show. Well, we haven't had a Sunday show in a long time because we are doing a lot of events on Sundays, and that will kind of scale back after the holidays, but we have an event every Sunday from now until Christmas. So this Sunday, we will be at the Queen of Peace Church, their holiday fair. I'm really looking forward to it because it's a different kind of event. It's a different kind of venue. It's in a church facility, a Catholic church facility on a Sunday. So I am sure that that will be a different crowd than I'm used to seeing at card shows or flea markets. And we'll see. We did okay last week at the Garfield Boys and Girls Club collectible show, not as well as I would have liked. Gary, the show operator, was very kind. He gave me two tables up against the wall, but I just think that it was a slow show because it was right after Thanksgiving. And we will be there on the 20th in full force with two tables and everything on the table. That is really Cab's last selling opportunity. So I can't stress enough, if you're looking for some gift items, if you're even looking for practical items, take a look at either our eBay store, Karen May's Avon store, and Avon is not just makeup and not just for women. Amway is a place where you can actually get gift cards for other stores, and you can get things at a discounted rate from stores like Target. So check all those things out. Let me play a little bit of a song, and then we'll go into our Cook's Club review. So let's play some Mr. Buffett and Cheeseburgers in Paradise.
Zucchini, fettuccine, bulgur wheat, but it's
So that's Mr. Buffett and Cheeseburger. So while we're on the topic of food, let's head to our weekly review of what's happening in Cook's Club. Okay, this afternoon, Jenny posted yesterday's midweek dinner of minced beef and black garlic. It was another great road test for delicious balsaho black garlic. I served it with mashed potatoes and a selection of vegetables. The mince provided the gravy. The recipe is on the blog at Jenny Eats Well, HerbingerBlogspot.com UK, and then there's some other stuff. Debbie posted underneath, I think the closest thing we have to minced beef might be ground beef, but texturally it looks different. I can't declare anyone's cooking as dishes of the day. I haven't got pictures to choose from. Okay. What about my lovely dinner the other day? And Jenny posted, today's dish of the day, this is from December 2nd, is Nancy Weller's turkey Salisbury steaks with mashed potato, spinach, and mushroom gravy. And then she posted, "Dearie me, it would seem I'm back to making large food again." So it's got, I think I shall call it Malaya chicken and peanut curry. Well, that sounds deadly to me. I'm allergic to peanuts. And then she posted on November 30th, all you 200 or so members of Cook Clubs out there in Facebook land, can I ask ever so politely and in my bestest pleading voice that you join in a bit more and post up photographs of your food, please? So I then... Kathy Siciliano said, I don't always think my dishes are photo worthy, just tasty, but message heard. And then I posted, what, you didn't like my dish? How about this one? Jody posted, you under there, you will know, well, you know me. Then on December 1st, Jenny posted a trip to the USA for dinner this evening with what I call a beef taco pasta bake, but what was originally called creamy taco unstuffed shells. Okay. And then on November 30th, I posted my dinner for that evening, which included a ham sandwich. Ah, my co-host is here. If you noticed what the title of today's show is, it's Crying Lapdog. And the Crying Lapdog has just joined me for this segment, which means I will probably have to play you a song at some point, so that I can return the crying lap dog downstairs. My little buddy, for all the trouble he is, he's an absolute joy. He's a pain sometimes, but he's an absolute joy, and I wouldn't trade him for the world. So I posted my picture. And then I posted on November 30th, my dinner this evening, accompanied by a salad, orange, Coke Zero, and popcorn. This is my real dinner. Ham sandwich, a salad, a picture of an orange, a Coke Zero, and Orville Redenbacher popcorn. I'm upset that I didn't get dish of the day. And then on the 29th, Jenny posted today's dish of the day. Isn't strictly speaking a dish. Well, not yet. However, as an example of what you can do with a turkey carcass, some vegetables, and a degree of water, it's perfect. So I like turkey stew. Oh, there's the little dog. Nancy Weller, I have one rolled refrigerator pie crust. What should I do with it? Currently have no granulated sugar, only brown sugar. And I also post on, it seems to have jumped up. It seems to have jumped. Turkey Salisbury steaks. Oh yeah, there's the lapdog again. Then my picture of Orville Redenbacher's. Colleen skunk for St. Andrew's Day. I don't. It looks like some kind of soup. I see something about haddock. Debbie Vigneau Bobby. I'm certain everyone will agree this is simply too sensational not to be the dish of the day. What a fantastic roast pork dinner with all the trimmings, including a fabulous trifle. Turkey soup bubbling away. On November 28th, I'm going to have cornflakes with oat bran. Reduces cholesterol and skim goat milk for breakfast. It's quite apart from anything else. They're low calorie and don't spike the uric acid from a gout point of view. They also provide wriggle room calorie rise to have my kefir and cherry juice. Consequently, my favorite thing, eggs, have been pushed to lunchtime. Okay. And on November 28th, I posted, okay, here's my dish of the day, Adventures of the Dish and the Spoon. On November 28th, Jenny posted, ta-da, today's second dish of the day to make up for the lack of one yesterday is Debbie Vigneau Bobby's turkey noodle soup. Turkey noodle soup is good. And there's Debbie's post of it. Lo Harris posted, is the guy in the green jacket the one who complained about the baked potatoes? Debbie posted Sloppy Joe's and kettle cooked salt and pepper chips tonight. What? There was 1/4 of a bell pepper, 1/4 of an onion, and 3 tablespoons of celery in there. Don't judge me. It's healthy. It's very interesting that on Saturday, was I work for a lawyer and one night during the week, and I stopped in a local bagel store on my way to work, and they have what they call dirty chips. They're kettle cooked, and the salt and pepper chips kind of remind me of those chips. In fact, it may be part of the idea. Okay, let's go on down. On November 26th, beef stew and herb dumplings. Well, I got to tell you, I really don't like stew, especially when it's done with stew meat. It's like the most awful thing in the face of the earth. Later on, and God bless her soul, my grandmother made the first stew that I ever could even tolerate. And that's because she used leftover steak or leftover roast beef in her stew. She did not use those cheap cuts of meat. And what's this? Oops, I scrolled down a little too far. Mo Harris posted on November 28th at 1:01 a.m. What the heck were you doing up so late, Mo? A picture of some soup. And the little crying lap dog is crying and squirming around, my co-host. And so that's it, because we're at the promotion for last week's episode of Now for something completely different. So let me head over to the Blog Talk Radio studio. And you know what? I have a surprise. Christmas music, but not your typical Christmas music. Here's one of my favorites. Of the Christmas season, and as you will hear many more songs like that, and including that song itself multiple times from now until Christmas on the show. About 4 or 5 years ago, prior to the merger of XM and Sirius, XM had a Christmas channel of humorous Christmas songs. And that's where I found gems like that one. That's by a band from Boston called The Fools. I'd love to have the opportunity to see them one day. They don't really just basically stay in the Boston area. They don't come down this far that I have seen, and I am on their mailing list. So here I am with Mr. Ray on my lap. You got anything to say, Mr. Ruff, ruff? No, he's not much of a talker, my co-host. doesn't make for a good co-host. But he's still sprawled out here on my lap. Okay, so with that, let's go take a look at people, pets, and fun. Let's see what's new in people, pets, and fun, if anything. I haven't really been giving it the attention that I need to give. Oh, I've got some new folks knocking on the door, and I'm going to add them in. Okay, so hold on and let me give them a shout out as I refresh my group page. And welcome to Cheryl Lord. Raymond, stop squirming around. See, my squirmy, cryy little co-host, lapdog. And Bill Engel also was just admitted to People, Pets, and Fun. Let me welcome him. Hard to do when you have a squirmy little lapdog on your lap. Squirmy little dog. Hear him? Can you hear him? Stop it, Raymond. See, there's my co-host. I don't know if you can hear him. What are you doing? Stop it. Stop that right this minute. No. No. You came up here. You like to hear me disciplining my little dog as he's sitting on my lap squirming and growling because I'm not paying any attention to him? Oh, dear. What did I do? I don't know whether it did that welcome for Bill or not. I'm trying to. Oh my goodness, this is cool. The fun thing, amongst the difficulties that I've been having today, is that my the only browser that seems to be working at all on my PC so far is. Oh, good, it didn't work. Welcome, Bill, yet. Is Firefox. Both Internet Explorer and Chrome are totally inoperable at the moment. All right. Okay, so Bill Engel and Cheryl Lord. Lord, welcome to People, Pets, and Fun. Let me refresh again. What are you doing, you crazy dog? Okay. Nothing new? Oh. So, Megan McDonald shared a video when pets look after children. Looks pretty good. And that's about it. There was a Black Friday. Kathy Lee Eckert posted about Black Friday at PetSmart. All right. I'm going to play you a little bit of a song by Depeche Mode while I take care of my crying co-host and probably put the gate up downstairs so that he can stay downstairs. Here's Depeche Mode, Blasphemous Rumors. How long and elongated the ending to that song is. That was Depeche Mode and Blasphemous Rumors. Now, before we go into my review of the group for the insane, another funny Christmas song called Santa Lost Ho by the Christmas Jug Band.
Santa used to like to chuckle. He's always been a belly full of laughs. Sitting in a Santa Claus chair, posing for the photograph. But now he don't laugh so much. In fact, about one third less. Old Saint Nick got a problem. Man, he's in an awful mess. 'Cause he used to go ho, ho, ho. Now he's only going ho, ho. Christmas mood, keeping his little elves happy. He's the number one Christmas dude. But there ain't no joy, 'cause just one toy is missing from Santa's shack. He never had a doll go AWOL. Once he got her in the sack, 'cause he used to go ho, ho, ho. Now he's only going ho, ho.
Uh oh, where'd the other ho go?
I don't know. But Santa's feeling mighty low. He used to do hidey ho. Now he's only doing hidey.
Uh oh. Where'd the other ho go?
I don't know. Santa lost a ho. Only got two hoes. No one would believe. So, oh, Santa, if you need some cheering, stop by on your way. Jug band going to party all the way to Christmas Day. Just open up your bag of joy. Soon you're gonna feel alright. You're gonna leave here laughing, even if you're one whole life. 'Cause you used to go ho, ho, ho. Now he's only going ho. I do know the good things in life, they come and go. Poor old Santa lost a ho.
And that's the Christmas Jug Band and Santa Lost a Ho. Could somebody please help Santa find his missing hoe. Okay. And so, as is my tradition, I am posting that video in the group for the insane. Christmas time is here. Santa Lost a Hoe by the Christmas Jug Band. Okay, so let's see what else. Diane Burse posted some kind of picture. I don't understand what any of it has to do with anything. So I believe that I will be removing this, as it is not anything related to humor. Delete. And some more inappropriate, which may lead to Kevin posted off the mark. It possesses the same full-bodied flavor of the toilet bowl, yet it has a distinct woodsy taste, a couple of dogs. And I posted a bear in his natural habitat, a Studebaker. Thomas Cox posted room for rent, all crazies welcome, $25 deposit for imaginary friends. And I need to go in and manage something with the group. And I apologize to group members for that. I haven't been monitoring that the post as much as I should. And so I will address that right now. I removed those posts and I am about to remove the person who added them. Okay. This group is not for any adult humor. It's a friendly, mild group, and so I have addressed that problem. Okay. So then Thomas, or Julie Hutchison, shared, when Scruffy wanted his food at the crack of dawn, this is not what he meant. Steve, this isn't exactly insane. He's posting his music video. I'll allow him to promote that. I shared George Takei's photo. Is this happening to your students? A reindeer looking at a dropping history grade. Heaven Maxwell of Field posted, what the heck is this? It's a picture of Kramer under a turkey. And a Japanese department store. And so that's what's new in the group for the insane on Facebook. And since we are at the halfway point in this show, let's play the halfway song and move right along.
Moving right along in search of good times and good news. With good friends you can't lose.
This could become a habit.
Opportunity knocks once, let's reach out and grab it.
Yeah.
Together we'll nab it.
We'll hitchhike bus or yellow cabbage.
Cabbage?
Moving right along. Foot loose and fancy free.
Getting there is half the fun. Come share it.
Sounding better, Fuzzy.
Moving right along, we found a life on the highway.
And your way is my way.
So trust my navigation.
California, here we come, up high in the skyland.
Palm trees and warm sand.
So sadly, we just left Rhode Island.
We did what?
Just forget it.
Moving right along.
Hey, LA.
princess that you are. Moving right along, dum-dum-dum-dum-dum.
You take it, you know best.
Hey, I've never seen the sun come up in the west.
Posted, well, my first thought is I'm glad none of the kids are armed. Then I wondered if it is a joke. I must admit this is sort of a strange way to share the joy of Christmas. Why would they do that? And insanity. James Sitowski posted, and I thought Alberta Ted was nasty. Samantha Bee has reimagined Ted Cruz's election campaign, and it's pretty tremendous. William Perez posted, this gun control liberal never leaves the house without his little friends. He posted two pictures of guns. How do Republicans explain the fact that higher education has such a high correlation with voting Democrat? Funny. I never met one of those. Despite 3 college degrees. Does this mean he'll go after Robert Lewis's Gears family? Take out their family. He's saying stuff to sell books, and Trump companies. Howdy. He posted Molly and Weimer's video. Hey, terrorists, if you wouldn't mind turning off your terror gun, turning your terror guns in the White House. Okay, I'm deleting a post by Harriet that has no original comments. Delete. Kevin posted. Do at least try to get your facts straight. Ted Cruz cited this research when he said most violent criminals are Democrat, and the research he cited actually does not show that to be true. And then Robert Jetter posted a promo for his show, Bard's Talk, on Blog Talk Radio. William Perez posted, once more, the weak-minded right-wing believes the BS put out by their so-called leaders. They accuse liberals of doing it. It is they who do it. Trump tweeted an image that made various statistical claims, including that blacks kill 81% of the homicide statistics victims. Yeah, Trump is wrong. Trump says whatever merchandises his dumb ass. The price of gold and going down, down, down. So much for the gold standard. Harriet shared her post. I don't see any commentary, but Kevin commented, so I'm going to leave it. Kevin Maxfield posted lawsuits filed as Chicago denies black people concealed carry license. And then I posted a Bruce Bartlett's article about that he posted on his wall about gold diminishing. To its lowest level. Steve posted, in a desperate attempt to boycott politics, let's have a look forward to after the holidays. And don't think anyone cares about you? Try not paying your taxes. Corporations. Okay, I gotta get to where I was. Bear with me. Corporations are people and then Steve goes, I remember when the righties claimed that black people voted for Obama because he was black. I wonder, will black people vote for Carson because he's black? Okay, here's a post by Harriet that again has no original commentary. That's being deleted. William posted an interesting article about political lying. It's always contended that both parties lie, but who lies more is the $64,000 question. When Hillary Clinton lies, she generally does so with legalistic care. You get the sense that she knows what the exact truth is. All right. Not sure I'm buying that one. Trump campaign, a coalition of 100 African-American evangelical pastors and religious leaders who will endorse Trump Romer at a private meeting at Trump Tower. I posted a survey that Trump drops 12 percentage points in a poll. Steve posted all news is fake. And that's that for this week's review of what's new in PDS. So, let's play some Robert Earl King. I'm still in abortion folks are there. Sometimes logic fails the reality smell test. Okay, let me play you a song because I'm reading something in PDF. So Warren Zevon, Poor, Poor, Pitiful Me. There's a question about a poll on Planned Parenthood, and it's about a survey, and Marsha Fogelvine writes this. Figures don't lie, but liars. Figure asking any researcher who uses surveys, the survey writers, or even the poll takers about the nature of surveys. There is no such thing as a clean, non-biased survey. I've never seen a political survey that didn't utilize very carefully composed questions fashioned specifically to generate the answers the surveyors wanted. Other types of surveys vary in credibility, but none should be accepted at face value. The surveys in question in this instance will not be an exception to that rule. Once you know the goals behind political surveys and gain good understanding of demographics analysis and how they are used to choose the respondents who will be more likely to respond in a predictable way, you'll see that why anyone who's taken part in creating or implementing political surveys will tell you they're essentially worthless except as propaganda. They are not accurate representations of the will of the people. I bet if we actually knew the specific questions and the other methodology used for these national surveys, discovered who conducted them and who paid for them, and we'd also discover that each survey was indeed crafted that way. Assume this to be the case, and both surveys could be considered to be accurate and credible, yet the combined results of the data will clearly indicate that the majority, by the magic of language and a little manipulation of demographics and statistical data, in both clearly support totally opposite survey findings. Both surveys could easily have legitimate data from surveys showing that the majority is in favor of their position, a majority favor defunding, while majority simultaneously indicate being in favor. Anyone want to bet against this? Me on this? Okay, so this is my response. In an overall sense, yep, I bet against you every time, as I noted above. I have a fair amount of experience with actual survey organizations, and my wife participates monthly in conducting political surveys for a conservative financial newspaper. She gets varying feedback from month to month about favorability of the various candidates favorability of the various candidates. I also sincerely doubt that the two surveys you indicate contradict one another actually took place simultaneously. Survey. My typing is awful. Since polls only represent a snapshot in time, they can vary widely. Most polls done by reputable polling organizations are statistically sound and meaningful. Perhaps the biggest problem facing pollsters is that Americans like their political leaders lie. It is the American way. Okay, so that was my comment about Marcia's remark about pollsters and polling. She is entirely off, although she makes some valid points about how things are worded. The general notion that all surveys are invalid and should not be believed is a product of a libertarian mindset because libertarians think everybody thinks exactly like they do, and it's a bunch of horse hockey. Okay, so let's move on to some lighter stuff. It's 11:15. We got 15 minutes left in tonight's show, and I want to get to one or two other subjects. As you got to hear my crying lapdog as I was here. Ray has been a little bit of a needy dog. You leave him alone, you come back home, he goes, but he's happy to see you. That's what it is. He's just so overjoyed. He's a pip. He's very different than Val, as he should be. Okay, so let me head on over and give you some what, from my perspective, is absolutely wonderful, great news as we take a look at fantasy football. So let me head over to Yahoo Sports and Foosball 2015. And as I do that, let me give you a little thing. I'm trying to remember. Oh, yes. What's going to be? Come on.
All the elves were making toys for the good Gentile girls and the good Gentile boys. When the boss busted in, nearly scared him half to death. Had a rifle in his hand and cheap whiskey on his breast. From his beard to his boots, he was covered with ammo. Like a big, fat, drunk, disgruntled Yuletide Rambo. And he smiled as he said, with a twinkle in his eye, Merry Christmas to all, now you're all gonna die. The night Santa went crazy. The night Saint Nick went insane. Realized he'd been getting the raw deal. Something finally must have left in his brain. Well, the workshop is gone now. He decided to bomb it. Everywhere you'll find pieces of Cupid and Comet. And he tied up his helpers. And he held the elf hostage. And he ground up a room.
For a margin of 48.94 points, and the New Jersey Giants have clinched a playoff spot, and more properly, I believe that we have clinched the number one seed throughout the league. Let me do some recapping for you. We are at 10-2 in our division. We split the head-to-head with Chad H's Choice Team, who are 8-4, and our margin is bigger. Although there is a possibility that they could, if I lost the next two, and I'll tell you why that's not even possible at this point, because I believe the tiebreaker, according to the rules I read today, are that division record. Well, Chad H is 3-1 in division. I'm 2-2, but I beat him by a larger margin. At any rate, and then there's Big Blue at 8-4, and Quarterbacks for Sale at 8-4 as well. And now let me tell you why I don't think it's likely that anybody will catch me. We are playing AZ Swami this week, the 12th place team currently in the league. And after Friday's action, my projected score is Thursday's action, 113.56. AZ Swami's projected score is 52.27. I got 26.62 points already from Aaron Rodgers, my quarterback, who made some lovely plays on Thursday night. Okay, so that's about it for the general content for today's show. Let me start off with, we got about 6 minutes, which gives me time to play the first closing song by Elvis Costello, Radio Radio. About 3 minutes, let's go to Robert Earl Keane.
got no time to blow. Excuse me, mister, if you please, I gotta go. Born one morn on the day of the dead, in a bombed out bungalow. My mama kissed my cheek and said, I gotta go. I gotta go somewhere, I gotta go. Waste some time standing here, I gotta go. They put me in an orphanage west of Tupelo. I told them when I burnt that bridge, I gotta go. Stole a car, got a gun, robbed a hiding hole. I left Memphis on the run, I gotta go. I gotta go somewhere, I gotta go. Waste time standing.
Be very brief, but I'm going to play some Zivon.
She tells him she thinks she needs to be free. He tells her he doesn't understand. She takes his hand. She tells him nothing's working out the way they planned. She's so many women. He can't find the one who was his friend. So he's hanging on to help a heart but he can't have. Tells her to hasten down the wind. And he agrees, thinks she needs to be free. Then she says she'd rather be with him. But it's just a whim by which she hopes to keep him on the limb. So many women, he can't find the one who was his friend. So he's hanging on to half a heart, he can't have the restless part. So he tells her to hasten down the wind.
half a heart, he can't have the restless part. So he tells her to hasten down the wind. He tells her to hasten down.
Okay, so let me play one for my pal Val.
Liners, won my electric surgery.
That was Bruce and I Came for You. Let me see. Let me see what else I want to play today. You know what? Let's just play I Gotta Go one more time and then call it a night. You can catch us at Queen of Peace Holiday Fair in Maywood, New Jersey on Sunday. Please visit our eBay store at I'm trying to do it from memory. I go over to the word perfect document at stores.ebay.com/cab family variety store. Our Amway products can be found at www.amway.com/cab family enterprises. Lovely Karen May's Avon store can be found at karenmay.avonrepresentative.com. And everything cab can be found on our Facebook page at www.facebook.com/cab family enterprises. And everything about this show can be found on www.blogtalkradio.com/pds-cab family enterprise. So I hope you all have a good night and a good week. I don't think I will have another show this week. So I'll talk to you next Friday.
Got time to shoot the breeze, got no time to blow. Excuse me, mister, if you please, I gotta go. Born one morn on the day of the dead, in a bombed out bungalow. My mama kissed my cheek and said, I gotta go. I gotta go somewhere, I gotta go. Waste some time standing here, I gotta go. They put me in an orphanage west of Tupelo. I told them when I burnt that bridge, I gotta go. Stole a car, got a gun, robbed a hidey hole. I left Memphis on the run, I gotta go. I gotta go somewhere, I gotta go. Waste time standing here, I gotta go.
Okay, folks, good night. Thanks for listening. Catch you next time. This has been episode 61 of And Now for Something Completely Different. We've had, to this point, 798 listens to the show. Hopefully, real soon, or hopefully already tonight, we hit 800. Have a good one, folks. Catch you next Friday.